This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good evening, Wairarapa. Kia ora, tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome to our monthly program of Energise Yourself, an Arrow FM 92.7 New Zealand On Air initiative, brought to you by the Karatin Kyokushin Karate Dojo. My name's Alex, and I'm the host for this evening. The purpose of this program, folks, is to give you an understanding of what Kyokushin Karate is. We introduce our dojo, a little bit about that, and of course we have a Facebook page, and we introduce you to our members, people just like you with jobs, families, and all that goes along with that. We encourage people to energise themselves. That's the purpose of the program, remembering that everybody can move something, that motion changes emotion, and that movement is medicine, as we're all finding out these days. Better to be active than not. All of this is with the caveat that I'm neither a professional journalist or a radio personality, and you probably should be thankful for that. Our guests this evening are a mother and son. We have Kuljinda as the mum, and Akam, who is the 8-year-old boy who they trained together. Mostly they would come along on the same night. Some nights one will come and the other one won't. So welcome, guys. How are you this evening?
Great. How are you?
Good, mate. Good, good. So what got you first interested in the dojo? Akam, I'll ask you.
I used to do karate.
Yes.
So I was very bad, so I decided, I'll get back at that.
Yes, and whereabouts did you used to do it?
Canada.
And Canada?
Yeah, Canada.
Well, okay, cool. And how long ago was that?
Roughly 3 or 4 years.
Yes.
Roughly.
Cool. And it stayed with you? You always wanted to?
Do karate, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And what about you, Kuljinda? What first interested you in the dojo?
Oh, it started with the Akam, actually. He actually did some karates in Canada.
Yes.
It was a different type of karate, like different name,
yeah.
Though same martial art. It's called Taekwondo, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then we moved back to New Zealand.
Yes.
And then we were looking something for him because he's very lazy, so we wanted him to do some activity.
Yeah.
And then he decided that he wanted to do the karate.
Yes.
Then someone actually has told us that, you know,
yeah,
we have a karate guys in Carterton School.
Yes. Ah, cool.
Yeah, so from there we get, and then after one term, I guess, when he finish one term with the karate, he wanted me to come on board.
Ah, okay.
I was like, okay, fine.
And why did you want mum to come along, Akam?
Because usually when mum sits, I just like look at her all the time, so I figure it's a better thing to have her like not.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, yes.
Not sitting in the back, just watching me.
Yeah, cool.
So then I'll just.
Yes, we all need that. Cool. So, and what do you enjoy most about our training, Kuljinda? What do you like best about it? Is there anything or?
Actually, like, love spending some active time with my boy.
Yes.
And actually, I like the people who actually come over there and you know, they motivate us to do and keep going.
Yeah,
honestly.
Cool.
That's actually best thing.
Means, yeah.
You know, you learn other communities as well.
Yes.
Not because we are active in our community, but we don't know much about the other communities.
Yeah.
So when you go in dojo, you have different people.
Yes.
You know? So
cross-section of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. And what about you, young man?
The reason I come to karate, wait, what was the question?
Yeah, no, the question was, what do you like most about it?
Oh, yeah, I love sparring.
You loves, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool, that's interesting,
because I feel like when I do sparring, I can, like, develop skills.
Yes.
Like, And I can also find tricks on how people fight.
Tricks, yes. Yeah, cool.
I like observing.
Yes, yeah, brilliant. So what don't you like about sparring?
Let me think.
Maybe hit by someone else.
No.
And told by the Kyoshi, like, oh, you're not doing right. You shouldn't do like that.
Yeah, you just enjoy it.
There is one downside.
Yes.
Karate sparring.
Yes.
Usually it's like, what do you call it? Sparring is also like the hardest part about karate.
Yes.
Because like, it's very hard to predict other people's movements.
Yes. Yeah, and you do get, that's why we do it.
Yeah. To predict other people.
Yes, yeah, well thought through. Cool. And a broad question, how do you feel that your training and what you're learning at the dojo helps you out of the dojo when you're not there, just in your everyday life?
Because when I used to not do karate, I had to use like a puffer.
Yes.
But now I still use a puffer, but way less frequently.
That's fantastic, isn't it? So you feel healthier.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Cool. We can work with that, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You know what we do. That's fantastic. Yeah. Cool. And what about you, Kuljinder? What's your favorite part? You mentioned meeting people.
Meeting people and learning new skills, actually. And because it's not like just learning new skill, but it's like keeping yourself active.
Yeah.
And in the case of emergency, especially ladies, you know how to protect yourself.
Yes.
That's the main thing. And it's discipline.
Yeah. We all know.
Yes.
The hoary old discipline.
Yes, discipline. Yeah. And it makes you actually better listener. Because if you listen and then you actually learn.
Yes.
If you won't listen, you won't learn because you don't know what you are taught.
Basically, if you don't listen, this is what happens. Help.
Okay, cool. And so, Kuljinder, have you always been active? What other sports, what other things have you done for your health or whatever?
When I was young, it's like once upon a time.
Yes.
When I was in college, not this activity, but I used to do weightlifting.
Yes.
I did till national level, and I won some awards in that.
Yes.
But then my coach said, no, I don't want you to go further.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, fine, because, you need to learn your master.
Yes.
Listen what he wants. So I was like, yeah, fair enough. And I also did NCC, National Cadet Corps. You know, that's kind of in Asia. It's not compulsory, but when you're in college or school, you can attend 3-year military training. I was in a Navy wing.
Yes.
So in the naval side,
right.
So I was a cadet corps, cadet captain in, in the North Wing.
Yes. So
in that, I did some sports, which is water sports, like sailing.
Great.
Won some awards in that one as well. And boat pulling, which heavy boat with the oars, like 6 or 7, 8 people do that.
Yes.
Yeah, so I did that, won some award in that one as well.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so I did some activity. I was very active at that time, but, as time goes by, I just become lazy.
fair enough.
Yeah, so I feel now back on track. Not there yet, but slowly heading towards that side.
That's fantastic. So you have a sense about your place in the family that you need to keep yourself healthy and fit and energized. That's why you were exercising. Yeah. So why did your coach what was the reasoning behind him telling you to stop?
After certain stage, I guess if you want to continue pursue this career as a weightlifting.
Yes.
You need men's hormones.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're and talking then, about testosterone and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
My coach actually given me option and he says, I think it's not a good idea for you to go ahead. You did with your own strength without any extra help. You did good job.
Yes.
And would you like to go? And I know that my dad not going to be agree with that. You know, he doesn't like that. But then my coach says no. So I was like, okay, fine. I'm happy with that. I did achieve something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a wise coach, because so many people coach people aren't. He's okay. He's doing cool. He's doing cool. Cool. That's interesting. Yeah. So there was obviously a bit of a time lapse between, you know, when you were moving, coming to New Zealand, and then you went to Canada, and then you came back here. Is that right?
Oh, yes. After living here for 10 years.
Yes.
Then after finishing my nursing, I went to Canada.
Yes.
He and his dad moved first.
Yes.
I followed them after 3-4 months because I need to sit on state's exam before going.
Yes.
Pass my nursing.
Yes.
And we went there. We actually moved with the idea that we're going to stay there, but we didn't like the weather.
Right.
Because it's so cold.
Yeah.
Snow and, you know, ice all over. And I was like, 6 months, you are just trapped in home. And I was like, no, that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
So Akam also said, oh, it's just good to come and visit here rather than stay here. Let's go back.
Let's go back. Yeah.
This is when this vacation going to end. And I was like, okay, fine, let's end it. So we came back in 2022, November.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And were you living in the Wairarapa when you went to Canada or...?
No, we used to live in a lower hut.
Yes.
Yeah. So not in Wairarapa, means Wellington region.
It was a nice house in a lower hut.
You like lower hut?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, cool.
We had a nice house. We had a pet fish.
You had a pet fish?
Yeah.
You like pets. Do you have any other pets at the moment?
Unfortunately, no.
No, you don't. Cool. So... Is that a message to mum and dad that you could perhaps have some pets?
Is maybe.
cool. So
yes.
Yeah, so let's talk about what you get out of the dojo. So how much? So you're 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
How much stronger do you think you are now than you were, say, a year ago?
At least 50% stronger.
50% stronger.
And no, 20.
Okay, 20. Well, you know, 50 is fine if it's 50.
No, 20.
And how does that show itself with you during the day?
I don't use it on a daily basis, but like last year I could barely move at the dining table we had.
Yes.
Now I can move it.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And do you, you know how we promote courtesy in the dojo and being useful?
Yeah.
Are you useful around your family home?
I ask.
Yeah, cool.
I do some gardening, sometimes harvesting.
Yes, cool.
Sometimes I grab the rubbish which my dad puts.
Yes.
Because, like, we have to put the rubbish, like, pretty far away.
Yes. Cool.
Compared to normal houses.
Yeah, cool. Cool. So what other interests do you have, young man?
Swimming.
Swimming? Yeah. What do you like best about swimming?
I just like the water. It's a good exercise.
Yes.
Along with karate and also it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Learning like the backstrokes and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And where do you go swimming? In Carterton, is it a school?
Masterton Pool.
Masterton Pool, in the big pool.
Yeah, and sometimes, and usually the main times are at school.
Yes.
Otherwise, I don't do it.
Yeah, so the school takes you off to Masterton?
No. School doesn't take me off to Masterton. School takes off to Carterton, just I prefer Masterton.
Yeah, cool. So do they go to the swim school down in Pembroke Road?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
But they don't use the indoor one. They use the outdoor one.
Yes, wow. Yeah, cool. And Kuljinder, other than karate, what do you do for recreation?
Nothing. Just
look
work.
After my family, she
yeah,
says.
Look after,
yeah,
yeah, look
and
after
work.
My family
yeah.
and work because yeah. that's a good job. It's yeah. a care home.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Deal
yeah.
with the, you know.
So you're getting along to the dojo. Probably about twice a week on an average, probably for about 4 to 5 hours a week.
Yeah.
How do you fit that in around your busy life?
Yeah. I mean, it's I am a rostered shifts, like, on a, so depend, like, if I got mornings.
Yeah.
So I definitely come at 5 or sometime 5:15.
Yes.
You know, after having a little bit rest.
Yes.
So, means you have to fit in.
Yes.
It's not like you can't. But then I come back and I'll cook for this guy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So it's good there. It's just only 2 days or yes. sometimes 3 days. I try to go on Friday as well if I'm not working in the evening.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just depends upon how your roster goes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You learn time management with the things.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, particularly young mums, working mums, you know, they're sort of reticent to get involved in anything is the fact that exactly as you've laid out, you know, that we've got busy lives, but we can always fit stuff in. Is that kind of what you're saying there? That's fantastic. Yeah.
That's you have to do it for your kids, you know.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you're kind of in the camp where you know that your children will follow your example.
I hope so.
Yes.
I hope so. He saw me.
Yeah. So, what stops you from coming along to training, Akam? Anything?
Sometimes I get injured because in my school I like climbing, and as you know, climbing is pretty dangerous sometimes.
Yes. Yeah.
I like the more taller climbs.
Yes, so is that back in the day they used to call those jungle gyms? Is it just general play in the playground climbing?
No, like
proper
climbing,
right? Climbing trees?
Yeah.
You like climbing trees? So they have trees at St. Mary's especially for you to climb, or you just, there's a tree, I'll climb it?
Yeah.
good one. Yeah, and what appeals to you about that? What do you like best about climbing then?
The view.
The view.
Because if I climb to the top, I can brag about my friends. Hey, I'm taller than you. You're so short.
Yes, I'm the king of the castle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, cool. So. You mentioned that you like sparring best.
Yeah.
So other than that, what makes training fun for you? What makes it fun?
Can I have a moment to think?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, so we'll ask Mum that question.
Ask right now.
Yeah, and you think about your answer. Yeah. So do you? Is it all trial and error for you, or do you actually have fun when you're there?
It is a fun, honestly.
Yeah.
And when your other members, means with whom you're training, they actually correct you.
Yes.
Like you need to, it's not like only Masters Dojo is your job to help us. It's like Sarah and, you know, Marty and Adam and all of them like help us on board. Like that's good. It means it's, you know, you learn things from them and then that's the way you
get
to know each.
Yes.
You know, those people. And then, and get better as well.
Yeah, and it's the community thing that you're referring to then, because it's easy to say, but it's hard to do, hey?
Yes, true.
You know, to get that community feeling.
Yeah.
Cool. And how long do you think you'll keep training? Tough question, eh?
As long as I can, I
guess.
I have, it's like in my plan to keep till Akam in St. Mary's and we are in Carterton.
Yes.
Until it closes.
Until what closes?
Until karate just like shuts off.
Oh. Why it shuts off?
Sometimes.
I don't think we'll shut off.
No.
You never know if you get busy, if we get busy.
Yeah, no, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I just understand. Like so are you saying to me, because this is a question that a lot of young people ask and people that do karate, would you like to be a black belt?
I'm fine with brown, but black is... Black is great.
Yeah, cool. And what would that mean to you then, do you think? Have you thought that far ahead, or are you just like, I'm eight years old, I don't want to think about that. Go for it. Tell me.
If I get the black belt, I'll just think about the past and be like, ha! Back then I couldn't even throw a punch without bouncing on like 40 different tiles.
I love it. And what about Mum? Should we ask her if she'd like to be a black belt? How far do you see yourself going? Cool. Well, we have.
Of course. It's always my aim. Like, if I try to, if I start something, I want it to be finished.
Yes.
Yeah. So black belt is like a top belt for that. Yes. I know after that there's like another lines which I don't know yet. Probably when I reach here.
Gold lines, 2 gold lines, 3 gold lines, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
You got it, my friend. You've got it. Yeah. So your year at 8 years old, your year what at school? What?
4.
Year 4. Cool. And do you think that through your involvement in the dojo that you've encouraged other year fours that you go to school with or your friends to come along, or?
I just tell them.
Yep.
I just tell them, hey, if you want to do karate, there's a karate place just around down.
Just around the corner, basically.
And the teacher is very nice. The people you'll meet there is very nice. And also, it helps you. Like, it helped me get rid of my...
Is it asthma he has?
No.
Gender or
Undeveloped lungs.
Yeah, when he born, he had... cold, because I had cold at that time, so his lung, doctor says it's lung not fully opened that time, so that's why he's a little struggling. It's not asthma, it's like preventer.
It's
not for the asthma.
And swimming's great for that too. Very good for it. Swimming is a great sport for health, for lung health. That's fantastic. What a message, just that alone, young man, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Being able to cure that, that's fantastic. Cool. So you want to be a black belt one day. What do you think that will take?
Like you say, listen, watch, copy.
Yes.
Discipline.
Yes.
And my dad says this, focus, consistency and discipline.
There you go. Dad's got it. So by the sound of that, we should get Dad along to the dojo, eh?
Nah, Dad's very busy.
Right.
Like 10-hour shifts.
Cool. Right? Yeah. Gee, that's tough, eh? And
especially at the dojo time, because he works from the middle of the day until early morning, isn't it?
Yeah, six. Yeah.
Cool. And so you've done the Canada thing, you've done the lower hut thing. What do you like about Carterton?
It's not crowded.
Yes. Yeah.
And also, it's like a jack of all trades, master of none.
Yes.
You can go to, like, New World's just around the corner.
Yes.
If you want to, there's some restaurants around there. Yes. There's a pharmacy. There's a park. Practically everything you'd want.
Yes. Well said.
Including, like, what do you call it? This is for the woman, the beauty salons. I don't know why you need to get beauty salons if you could just get the products yourself.
Yeah, I think it's special for ladies, though, isn't it, Akam?
Wasting money.
You're starting to sound like a man.
I'm mature, right?
Cool. Yes, you are. You definitely are. Good stuff. So, and what about you, Fulginder? So, work's here, obviously.
Yeah. I like the community as well. Yeah. And they're there when you need it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think over here, it's smaller place.
Yes.
You know, and you know more people around. Means when you live in bigger place, you don't know even who live next door.
Yes.
But now I know my neighbors as well, which is good thing.
I can tell.
And slow life. It's not hodgepodge, not rush.
Yeah.
Perfect mix.
Yes, absolutely. Well said, young man. Well said. So, look, we've just about asked all the questions that I would normally ask people. So if you were going to give, not advice, but if you were going to give a message to people and to young men and young ladies your age, Akam, as to why they should try karate...
Okay.
What would you say?
I'll say it right now.
Yes.
Hey, whoever is hearing this, if you don't do karate and you're having like troubles with neck, throat, or like just not getting enough focus, or just not able to like balance, not having proper balance, or just want to lose weight or anything like that.
Yes.
Go to karate. It's nice and it's a good mixture of punches, kicks. Like, it's an all body training, except unlike gym, where like one day you do like, what do you call it? Legs, one day arms, one day joints, one day head. No, wait, not head.
Yeah,
one day core.
Yeah. We hear what you're saying. Keep going. That's fantastic.
And also, if you're having problems, like if you're having problems, the community in the karate dojo is like very supportive, very, very. Like, they won't bother trying to help you.
Huh?
Yeah. No, they will bother trying to help you. Sorry.
We know.
Yeah.
And what about Kuljinda? What if you were going to make any suggestions to young mums out there, busy, got jobs, busy family life, you know, children to bring up, why they should consider karate, what would you say?
Because then they don't need to go away from the family. They take their family to the dojo and enjoy all together rather than, you know, just thinking that, you know, it's good. It makes you healthy.
Yes.
And honestly, I feel much more since I joined, like, more active.
Yes. You know,
before that, when I finish my work, I just come home and straight lie on the bed.
Yes.
Have a little bit nap. So I think we all need that. A little bit activity, regardless. I just go for 4 hours a week. It's not like everyday thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I have a bit to...
Never mind. You can add. Just let me...
I'm just saying...
Yes.
For the young moms, if your kids are like just never... Just... If they're always just...
On iPad, on phone.
Yes.
Yeah, it gets them moving.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. It's nice and interactive.
Yeah, brilliant. So on that note... Anything else, Akam? Because I know you've got plenty to say. But anything else, mate? What?
You sure? This will make the podcast like 20 hours longer.
Yeah, no, just 2 minutes before we wind up.
Yeah, sure.
About the dojo or about your training? Yeah.
Yeah. You want to know about my training?
Yep. Go on.
It's been nice, like very nice.
Yes.
What should I say? Give me a second. Basically. It's karate. It's like a breeze. It's like all rough and start, but it like starts flowing into your life.
We've got a philosopher on our hands here, Kuljinda.
I think.
Yeah, cool.
Maybe, as long as they earn a lot of money.
Yeah, so cool. So to wind up, ladies and gentlemen, of the Wairarapa, but particularly Carterton, because that's where our dojo is.
Yeah.
You've listened to Kuljinda and her young man, 8-year-old Akam, here this evening. You could do worse and pop along and see us at Parkvale Hall out in Carterton. So we're very conscious of the help that the Wairarapa branch of the New Zealand Deer Stalkers give us. Yes, we pay rent. But it's a reasonable rent, and they've given us plenty of room out there for storage, and we have use of the hall at least 3 times a week, and any other time that we want it, usually we can fit it in. So big ups to the Wairarapa branch of the Deer Stalkers Association. They've been very, very good to us and easy to deal with. We have had some local companies in Carterton offer us sponsorship to help us buy gear. We are a charitable trust, so we're a registered charitable trust, and we rely on donations and or funding from the community, which we are getting into more as we decided that, of course, we would start by actually building something that looked like something. And currently, while we have a roll of 40 students, as an example, last night in the cold, etc., for 2 hours we had 22 people there. So it's a growing concern. It's fluid. We love you to come along, and you've just heard why. You've heard a young mum and her young man talk about the benefits to them, and we're big on health. You've heard Akam's story about how his breathing difficulties have probably are 70% better than they were. So thank you very much. You will find us on a Facebook page, Carterton Kyokushin Karate, and I'll just play our exit music. Thank you very much for listening.